Okay, we're on Chof Beis Amud Beis. Three lines down from the bottom. We're up to, in the Mishnah, we're up to the third Mila. Hanoisei as a Midras. Somebody who carries the Midras, which is an Avatuma, okay, like a shoe or something, someone he steps on, like a Zab steps on it. Noisei es Hetruma. He's allowed to carry simultaneous the Truma in a barrel, so it's not going to get tome. About lo as a kodesh, but you're not allowed to carry the kodesh at the same time. So ask the Gemara, kodesh my time alo. Why can't you do it with kodesh? So answer the Gemara, mishum maisa shahaya, because of an incident that's happened. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, maisa, there was an incident be'echad with a person, shahaya ma'avir, that he was transporting, carrying, Chovishel Yain Kodesh, a barrel of Kodesh wine that was meant for to do libations in the Beis Hamikdash. Mimakom Lamakom, who is carrying it from one place to the other. Venifsuka, and it snapped. Rutsua Shel Sandalo, the strap of his sandal. Venotla, and he took it, his strap. Venicha, and he placed it. Alpi Chovis, up on the top of the barrel. So he put his strap of his shoe on the barrel. Vanafla la'ovir a Chovis. And it then fell in to the airspace of the Kli Cheres Chovis, the Nitzme'es, and then it became Tamei. Because Kli Cheres accept Tuma, get Tuma from the inside, from the Toch. And since this Tamei Ava Tuma strap went inside the Chovis, it tamed it all up and tamed the holy wine up. But also sharp in that time, the Omer, the Chachamim said, which is basically going to be like, basically said this thing of our Mishnah. Hanoi says a Midras, somebody who's carrying a Midras, this Abatuma, like a shoe of a Zav. Yeah, Noi says a Truma, he's allowed to carry Truma, a Val, because of this incident. Lo es a kodesh, but he's not allowed to carry kodesh because of this incident. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if that's the case, truma nami. This could also happen to somebody carrying truma. What's the difference? Why do we make a distinction, differentiate between kodesh and truma? So answer the Gemara, hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah, or who is this Mishnah going like? Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya. It's going like it's the famous shita of Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya. To Omar, that he said the following: Lo asru, that Chachamim only wa osa ella b'yardein. We're going to talk about this in the Yardein River, ubisfina, and in a boat. And this is the point over here: ukamaisa shahaya, like the event that happened. Basically, like this. When we've been talking about gezeiras before, you can't be toivel a kli inside of another kli, right? Because we're concerned if we're going to allow this, things may happen, right? So that's like kind of projecting a negative thing that may come out. So over here, this is a kind of that applied for over here. This gezeira was about an event that happened, basically after the fact. This event happened, so they make a gezeira. So Shitas Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya says, yeah, that when you make such a gezeira after an event that happened, you only make the gezeira on the exact circumstances of that event. But even other things that are similar to it, you would not prohibit. Okay, so over here, seeing as the event happened with Kodesh, right, which the story we just said, so therefore, we only make the gezeira with regards to Kodesh and not with regards to Truma. Okay? So that's why over here we said, even though in this case there is just as much chance that the problem will happen with Truma, and here you would have potentially made the Gezeira for Truma, but we just don't do that. Seeing as the event happened, seeing as we're making the Gezeira on the event that happened, we only do it like the event.
Why do we then do it on Chulin Shinasal Tahoras Kodesh?
Well, that's the point, because then it's the same thing.
No, on Kodesh, on Chulin Shinasa Al Tahoras Kodesh.
Yeah, but that I think that's like a tolder. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, a good point. Because we do differentiate. I mean, sometimes you make it. It seems that it's the same thing, right? But the problem is with that answer is that in the last five cases of the Mishnah, it's not. Good point. Yeah,
I hear.
You said because you can't come to a divisor. That was why we possibly.
Yeah, but once you see this,
here there's no longer a Cain derisor.
Yeah, sure there is.
Because it's only going back and worrying about because of the Maaseh Shehayah.
Yeah, you introduced because of the Maaseh Shehayah, but there could be you could come to do a derisor tummy thing with this.
Yeah, you're both right. Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a bit. I think ultimately Shimon's right. I agree with Shimon, but it's just a bit. I don't know why. When sometimes we make a distinction, sometimes not. Yeah. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll get clarity.
You have a problem with the Maaseh Shehayah because it's not really Kodesh. It's Chatas, which is even higher. So I don't understand. Maaseh Shehayah, which we're about to have, is about Chatas, which is.
No. That means over here that in the same vein, basically, when he made right when he said his halacha was about chatas, but when it came to this incident that happened with Kodesh, so therefore he said this the same thing about Kodesh. Okay, let's see. We're gonna it's quite straight, but we're gonna get clarity on this, and Bez Hashem will come back. So what is this sheet over here that basically only make the gzeira like the event? The Tanya. We've got a Braisa. So this Braisa first is not, this is like Tana Kama, which argues on Hananya ben Akavya first. Lo Yisa, a person shouldn't carry, Odom, Mechatas, the water of Chatas, which means basically water that has the Paraduma ashes in it, Ve'efa Chatas, or the ashes of the Paraduma, Ve'yavireim, and transport them, Ve'yardain, going over the river, the Yarden River, Ve'bisfina, and in a boat. Okay? That's Osa, Midrabon. Below Yamai, Batadza, you can't stand on one side of the river. The Yizra came and throw them. Batad Acher, to somebody else. I don't know if someone's catching it or it goes on the floor, but can't throw it across the river. Below Yashitaim, you cannot make them swim. I suppose you put them in like a little, maybe toy boat, which you borrow from your kid. Alpani Amayim, and make it float to the side of the river. Below Yirkov, and also you may not ride upon Al Gav Behema, upon an animal, yeah, and carry them. And furthermore, Velo Al Gabi Chavero, you can't take a piggyback on your friend. El Inkin Hayaraglov, unless his feet noigos Vikarka. I suppose the guy who's getting the piggyback has his tall and has got long legs, and if his feet would be dragging on the ground, it sounds like it would be okay. Okay, Aval Ma'aviram. Al Gabe Hagesha. But if you going over a bridge, basically the point over here, and your feet are touching the ground, yeah, it is okay. Ve'eino choishesh. Okay? So basically the point over here, according to Tanakama, basically any time that basically you're airborne, basically, like because a ship is basically not touching the ground, so if you in the same vein, the person will be not touching the ground, he's not allowed to carry the Mechatas and the Chatas like that. Okay, so, and this applies to Echad Yarden, whether it's the Yarden, yeah, Echad Shah Naros, and other rivers. Yeah, that would apply to all of them. So basically, okay, that's Tanakam. However, Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya, he disagrees. Right, and he says like this, Lo Osro, there were only Oise Ella the Yarden. Only on the Yarden, because this is where the incident happened. Uber Svina, and also on a boat. Yeah, but you could do it on top of you could like float, you could throw it to the other side. Yeah, Uber Maaseh Shehayah, exactly like the same circumstances, like the original problem thing that incident happened. End of Braisa. Now we're going to ask, Uber Maaseh Shehayah, what was the incident that happened? So basically, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya is going to say only it's going to be also if it's like that. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that said Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ma'asav Adam, Echad, once upon a time, there was a person, Shehayah Ma'avir, he was transporting Mechatas, the liquidized Chatas, right, the ashes and liquids mixed together, and water, the Eifah Chatas, and also, he seemed to be carrying at the same time some of the pure ashes as well, the Yarden, it was traveling over the Yarden, Ubisvina, and he was doing it with a boat. Yeah, the Nimtza, and was found, Kazayas Mace, there was a Kazayas of a dead body. Tochov Bakarka Isa, that was Tochov means stuck in. Bakarka Isa means in the karka, right? The ground, I suppose, the floor of the boat, Shel Svina. And the problem is, if the Mechatas and the Evechatas would go above that, it would tammy it in oil. Right? And so therefore, it would tammy up those things, and it did. And it was a problem. You've got to be very careful. It's very expensive, the chatas. Okay, so, but Oysusha, in that time, Omru, they said the following halacha. Lo Yisa, a person shouldn't carry Odom Mechatas, right, the water of the chatas, and the Eifa chatas, and the ashes of the chatas, via Avireim, and transport them a yardin of a sphina. Okay, so we see over there, basically, this incident happened, and so Hanani ben Akavia said it only prohibited to do this with chatas in the same circumstances, i.e., that would be on the Jordanian River, the Jordan, and they also it have to be going on a boat, like what happens. But other things, even though they potentially could be a problem, he didn't prohibit that. And so too, that is our Mishnah is going according to that, that we say that basically a person can't carry Kodesh and together with a shoe, because but it's only Kodesh, because seen as the incident happened with Kodesh and it did not happen with Truma. Just tying up the subject, this little bit. Ibailo, that's a question. Sandal Tommy, when it is a problem with a sandal Tommy, okay, which we spoke about. Sandal Tor Mahu, what's with a sandal Tor? Basically, do we make a gzeira to it? We're concerned that if you're going to allow him to do a sandal tahor, he may come to carry a sandal tummy. So did you make a gezerah on that? Chavis pesucha. The problem happened with when it was the barrel was open. So what about if it was a chavis stuma? What happens if you got a sealed chavis? Yeah? Mao, maybe that would be okay? Okay? We don't answer these two. Now we've got another question. This one we're going to answer. Timur Machalokis. Of a vanasa Mao. If a person transgressed, and he did it. He says, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to carry my shoe, my Tomei shoe, yeah, and my barrel of Kodesh wine, and I'm be careful that I'm not going to put it in the airspace. I'm aware of what I'm doing. What happens if he did it? So, Rebbe Ilah Omar, Im Ova, Venosa, if he transgressed, and he carried them simultaneously, it's Tomei, because he went over the Gezeira Drabonon, and we say that it becomes Tomei, that Chatas, the Mechatas becomes Tommy. Oh, I made a mistake, actually, because we're talking about Kodesh, right? In our case, we're talking about Kodesh. The wine of the Kodesh becomes Tommy. It would also, I suppose, apply to, same question maybe would apply to Mechatas, maybe. Okay, Rebbe Zera says, Im Ova Venosa, if he transgressed and he went against the Gezeira Drabonon, but he didn't actually put the shoe in the barrel, Venosa, Tor, it's Tor. I mean, it's got an Avera, but the wine is Tahor. Okay, I suppose we'll stop. That's a good stopping point.